This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There's a new James Bond movie called Skyfall that's sure to shake up the box office when it comes out next month. But fans are already getting stirred up by the movie's theme song, which is performed by the British artist Adele. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Nearly 20 million people have already listened to Skyfall.
I really enjoyed it.
Aram Sinrike is a media professor at Rutgers University. He says writing a Bond song is tricky.
The song has to combine excitement, danger, sexuality, that is the hallmark of the Bond brand. There's the musical formula, which is the augmented fifth. Ding, da, da, ding, 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 ding.
In spite of those restrictions, many Bond songs have become big hits. Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey, For Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton, Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney. But no Bond song has topped the charts since Duran Duran's View to a Kill in 1985. Sinrike says as the Bond franchise has grown, there's been more pressure on the Bond song.
That overemphasis on market research-driven content has probably undermined the creative elements of James Bond theme songs over the last two decades.
Adele might be able to break the Bond curse. Industry analyst Bob Lefsetz says Adele's a top-selling singer on the planet now. Fans want to hear more from her.
Bond is experiencing a renaissance with Daniel Craig, and they match it with the number one person by far in the world. That's a recipe for success.
In New York, I'm Smith. Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.